Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Hashtag No Teacher Journey. Today, I do not have any guests on this podcast, but I wanted to release one in dedication of the amazing teachers I've had in the past. These educators have been with me through the highs and lows, and they cared so much about who I would become. And the person I was in their classroom, I am fortunate enough to live in the same area where I went to school. I live in Orland, in Illinois, and I attended schools like Centennial, Meadow Ridge, Century, Sandburg, and Illinois State University. Now, if you live in Orland Park, you are probably familiar with those schools, but if you're not from here, you really don't understand where they're at. But those are such a huge part of my story, and those schools built such a foundation for me. Now, because I'm talking about teachers that I've had in the past, I'm hoping that there's not too many tears that come into my eyes. I'm very sentimental when it comes to things like this, and I wanted to film this because I'm always recording episodes, and I'm always releasing them, and I have a tendency to forget sometimes where I came from. And if I didn't have these teachers leading the way and shaping me into the teacher I am today, I don't know where I'd be. They are my heroes. They are inspirations to me as a young teacher. And even just talking about that is bringing tears to my eyes. So clearly I'm not doing a good job of that. But for those of you who are teachers, when you talk about your former teachers, there's always that moment where you realize how much of a difference they've made. And it can get very emotional. It can get touching. And I think back to the teachers who cared about me and how much of an impact they've made in my life, and they may not even realize it. So that's why I'm recording this, and I'm going to share it out via email and on Twitter and on Facebook. But I wanted to be the first to say thank you. And this goes to all my former teachers and professors that I've had. Thank you for not giving up on your students, because if you gave up on me, I definitely would not have been where I am today. You helped me grow as a student. You helped me grow as a teacher, and you really didn't know I was going to be a teacher when I was sitting in that chair in your classroom, but you pushed me further, and I am so thankful that I able to stay in touch with you and keep in touch and let you know where I am in regards to my journey. I finished my first year, and I remember getting my job, and it was the first teaching job I've had, and I remember emailing my teachers, and they were all so excited. And then I ended up losing my position due to budget cuts, and I updated them, and then I got my second job, and I still continue to update them on how things are going. Those teachers have played such an instrumental role in my life, and I remember getting a message from one of my former teachers, who I'm not going to say her name, but she made me cry last year because she sent me this message after doing, I think I was doing a YouTube talk. I think it was Mad PD, and I was doing a YouTube talk about something on that live stream about education. And she messaged me this really long message about how she was in shock and how I was doing great things and how she remembers me being quiet and shy, and how much I've grown just really took her back. And after reading that message, I thought back to my experience, and she was right. I was that shy kid who just sat there, and I was polite and respectful, but I didn't want to let my voice be heard, and I was just really quiet and kind of introverted for sure. But those teachers saw something in me. Like, I had a teacher in high school. She was an English teacher, and she saw that I had something to offer, and she was always willing to see my potential for what it is. And no matter how many times I didn't want to share my thoughts, she would always push me to do that. So this is like a giant thank you card for all those teachers who continue to push us. And now that I'm a teacher myself, I focus on my why a lot. And my why is definitely those amazing ladies and gentlemen and any teachers they've had. I had a lot of female teachers, but I also had some male teachers who are amazing. And just thanking them for being my why, because even to this day, I look up to them and I see myself through their eyes, because I remember being in their shoes. I'm in their shoes now, but I remember being a student and just being admired by what they're doing in their classrooms. And I never thought that I would be able to be in a position where I can give back and say thank you. And I'm not super involved in podcasting, but I knew that I needed to do something to thank them, because sometimes hearing it from a former student rather than me just typing an email, I think it's more meaningful. So I wanted to make sure that I come on and I give back to those teachers who shaped me into who I am today, because without them, I definitely would not be sitting behind the screen recording this, and I wouldn't be able to share my voice with other teachers. I am just in awe at how much passion and how much enthusiasm those teachers had. Seeing them on Twitter sometimes and on Facebook, it just means the world that they're still growing, they're still learning, they're still reflecting, and they're trying to get better. But in my opinion, they're the best, because when I was a student, they cared about me, and they saw me for who I was as a person, which I think was so important. And there's so many lessons that I learned from them, both in and out of the classroom. I learned lessons about hard work. I learned lessons about being motivated to keep going. I learned lessons about grit. I learned about growth mindset. I learned about being a kind person and making someone's day brighter. And they never know how much impact they've made, because students don't always tell them. And I know that I appreciate teachers. I've always appreciated them. And being in the shoes of being a teacher myself now, I realize how important that is. Teachers are my life. They've been my life since I was a child. They helped me and they nurtured me into the young lady I am today and the teacher that I am today. And besides my parents, teachers have been so instrumental in my life. I'm actually trying to get some of my former teachers to do a podcast episode of me and just reflecting on those days of being a student. I think it's going to be so sentimental if anyone agrees to be on a podcast with me about just how I was as a student and how they view teaching nowadays compared to when I was in their class. I'm having a hard time with this podcast episode, to be honest, because I'm just bringing back all these memories of teachers who would always care and who would always say nice things to me or give me a smile in the hallway, and how that meant the world to me. I know teaching can be a thankless job sometimes, and I know that we don't always hear a thank you, but I know how much that means. And I think being able to put this episode out today and giving credit back to where it belongs, and just being able to thank the teachers that helped me get to where I am today, I think that's huge. I know that I've always been one who shows my appreciation in small ways, but I wanted to make sure that I, again, take the time to say, hey, like, I see you, I'm watching you teach in amazing ways and make a difference in those kids' lives, and I was in your shoes. So I don't want my former teachers to ever forget that even as a teacher now, I still think back to those days and how much they have shaped me into who I am today. So now I'm going to start my little thank you that I had in mind. I know that this podcast episode has been a form of a thank you, but I haven't actually got to the meat of what I wanted to say. So to all my former teachers listening, thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for caring and being with me through the highs and lows of my education. I would not be the person I am today without you backing me up and you being in my corner. I appreciate the fact that you cared about your students and you continue to care, and that you're always there when your students need you the most. I was so grateful being a student in your class. You made my life amazing, because I remember going home and just smiling and feeling like I belonged somewhere. And that was just so important to me as a young kid and a young adolescent growing up. I remember your smiles. I remember the laughter that happened in our classroom. And I remember how much love you put in on a daily basis. All of you are just amazing, and you make education such a great field, because when I was a student in your seats, I wanted to be a teacher like you, and that didn't go away. I remember sitting in my fourth grade classroom knowing they wanted to teach, but I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know what it would take. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But as I kept going and continuing to admire my teachers, I realized that there was something about that. It wasn't just me thinking about this grand idea of teaching, but it was something that really capitalized when I started to keep going. And I was so inspired by the educators I saw in front of me that I knew that this was the way that I could give back. And whenever I felt like giving up, or I felt defeated, or I felt lost, I thought back to my teachers, and that continues to push me forward. Because I know that sometimes I don't feel like I'm making a difference. But even being on this side, thanking you guys, and getting a chance to say thank you to, of course, all the educators that have made me into who I am today, I realized how crucial it is to keep going. Because if you guys gave up, I wouldn't be where I am today, for sure, because you helped me make me the teacher that I am today. But because you didn't give up on me, and you don't give up on your students, I'm able to sit back and have the time to thank you. Thank you for not giving up on your students. They need you in their corner. And just like me being the shy kid, now that I'm talking a podcast and doing these presentations and just being able to be in a book and just doing all these things that I never thought would have been possible back then, none of that would have happened if you guys weren't there to encourage me to take risks and follow my dreams. I am living out my dream right now, but it is definitely thanks to all of you. So before I start crying, because I'm very sentimental, as I said before, I just wanted to thank you for taking a shy student like me and helping me blossom into the teacher and young leader I am today. I appreciate you guys, and please know that you matter, you make a difference, and you're valued every single day. And for those of you who are listening, I mention my former teachers a lot, so, and I bet that you know, and you know what how this moment feels to me, because I finally get a chance to thank those educators who've made me into who I am today. And I encourage you to thank someone. I was once heard that it means so much when you write a letter and you read it on the phone to someone, because it allows you to really be sentimental and touching and just talk about the impact they've made. This is kind of my version of that. I'm doing this just from my thoughts and just what I wanted to say and vocalize about the impact teachers have had in my life. But I know that it's definitely heartfelt, and I'm hoping that my former teachers appreciate this podcast and appreciated the fact that I'm willing to put myself out there and share it with the whole world. And the people that are obviously listening, I wanted to take the time. I wish I could thank every single one of you on here and personally and see you in person and give you a big hug for just making that difference in my life. But for the time being, I felt like this episode was one that I wanted to release and really just say thank you. I appreciate you guys, as I said before, and I know teaching can be hard. I'm not saying every day is perfect, it's not. But there's something perfect and there's something beautiful every single day. And I think we have to really be cognizant about the impact that we're making. And for those of you who forget, or for those of you who think that you're not making a difference, please, 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 please view me as an example of a student who you definitely made an impact in, because you made an impact on my life, and you imprinted something so special because you chose to see me for who I was as a person. I am who I am because of you guys, and I'm proud of each and every single one of you for continuing to teach on and just making a difference. I know this might sound corny, or this whole podcast episode might be a little corny. I'm not trying to be, but I'm really trying to be heartfelt and trying to say thank you in a way that I haven't done before, because I'm lucky enough to have this platform, and I feel like a lot of teachers can relate to having those former teachers who have made that difference, but we forget sometimes to just say thank you and how much that means. So I wanted to make sure that I spread that message of positivity and hope, and just realizing that my teachers that I've had in the past were my hope, and now I get to be the hope for other young students coming into my classroom every single day. I have to remember my past to get to where I want to be, and I have been so incredibly fortunate to work with amazing teachers and have amazing teachers who I still get to connect to. That's the power of social media. If I didn't have social media, I wouldn't know what my teachers were up to, but it's so amazing seeing their families and seeing how much they've grown and how much they love what they do. So I hope you accept my heartfelt gratitude for everything that you've done. I wish there was a way, again, like I said before, that I could think each and every single one of you individually in person, but that'd be hard to do because our lives are so busy. So in the meantime, I hope you actually enjoy this episode and that you listen to it and know how much of a blessing you've been in my life. To be honest, I was worried about putting this episode out because I wanted to be heartfelt, but I also wanted my former teachers to listen to it. And I know that they'll appreciate it, but it's always hard for me to just take a step back and say thank you, because I never know how that's perceived. I just want my teachers to know how much of an impact they've had. So if you're still listening and you're one of my former teachers, thank you for actually listening to this podcast, first of all, and thank you for continuing to do what you do.